Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown Financial Ministries CEO Chuck Bentley.
Well, Dave, we've got a great program today. We're going to be continuing our discussion with Pat Capepoo. She was with us yesterday. She's the founder of WorkOptions.com. And if you missed yesterday's broadcast, I strongly recommend that you go to crown.org and catch up with us so you can hear the whole program.
Yeah, you know, I like the name of Pat's company, WorkOptions.com. I don't know about you, but I like having options. I like knowing that I've got
Absolutely, Dave.
B, and I've got someplace that I can go. And especially in this volatile job market, and having options about how to either reduce your work hours or change your work situation is something that I'm sure will bring hope to many of our listeners today.
Absolutely, Dave.
And speaking of hope, what kind of good news do you have for us on today's top three?
Today's top three, lessons from an $11 an hour millionaire. Did you catch that great story on CNN about Paul Novone? Well, I love the story because he's a 78-year-old retiree who recently donated $2 million to his local schools. Those huge charitable gifts were a shock to all who knew this humble man because he was a factory worker who never earned more than $11 an hour in his entire career.
Wow.
And I don't want anyone to think that I think they should become a millionaire. But I really like this story because it breaks the myth that it takes a high income to accumulate a significant surplus.
Sure.
Here's lesson number one. He lived a simple, contented life. Listen to this, Dave. He's never read a book, and he doesn't even own a TV or radio, and I think that means he probably doesn't listen to Money Life.
Probably.
Lesson number two. He was frugal, but not a miser. Now, although he has plenty of money in the bank, he still drives an 88 Isuzu SUV. He shops at thrift stores for his clothes. He buys used CDs, and he doesn't even own a phone. Lesson number three. He was a disciplined investor all of his life for almost 60 years. Paul said in his own words, "My motto back then without realizing it, and it is now, is that I'll work for the money, and then I want the money to work for me." God gave us this proverb to teach us a simple yet profound truth. Steady plodding brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty. Paul Novone, the $11 an hour millionaire, is living proof of God's wisdom.
Well, that's encouraging stuff. Thanks, Chuck. In just a minute, we'll return with our special guest, Pat Capepoo, president of WorkOptions.com, when Money Life returns.
The economy is frontline news, but how do you know who you can trust? Each day on Money Life, we'll bring you up-to-date information on the topics that are important to you. From the current housing crisis to protecting your investments, Money Life will bring you a balanced biblical perspective to the world around you. Calling on some of today's best financial advisors, Money Life will go deep on topics so you can be informed before you make a decision. Money Life will also bring you the stories of everyday people that will inspire and encourage you to live out God's financial principles.
Hi, this is Chuck Bentley, host of Money Life. And I hope you'll join me each day as we discover how to make money, how to manage it well, and how to use it to fulfill God's purposes. It's a crazy world out there, but there's hope, help, and insight available. And I look forward to discovering it together with you.
Join Chuck Bentley for Money Life each weekday. Money Life is a broadcast production of Crown Financial Ministries.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And if you missed yesterday's program, you'll want to go to crown.org and give it a listen. We introduced you yesterday to Pat Capepoo. She's the founder of WorkOptions.com. And WorkOptions is dedicated to helping people create flexible work schedules and hopefully improving their quality of life.
Well, Dave, I so enjoyed talking to Pat yesterday because we're meeting a very high felt need. People feel trapped in their jobs right now. Of all the people I talk to about their career, I would say the majority of them that are unhappy and thinking about leaving, it's because they feel like they have no flexibility whatsoever. They just need some way to get other things done in their life. And so I think Pat's program meets a very, very strong need, especially for working women who just want to reduce the number of days that they're there at the office. Pat Kapu is the founder of WorkOptions.com. She's been online since 1997 and has been cited by the Wall Street Journal as the best all-around website for talking your boss into flexible work. Her site has been recommended as a resource in more than 25 parenting and career books and has even been featured on NBC Nightly News. Pat, welcome back to Money Life. So glad to have you back on again today.
Thank you, Chuck.
Pat, does fear hold women back from pursuing this? Do you find that yourself being a big encourager to say, you can do this, take this step?
I am amazed at the high-level professional women that will say to me, but I can't do this. You know, they're very accomplished in their career. They're confident in other areas. But this is so personal that they're nervous to ask. They don't think it would work for them. Some of that is socialized. Women are not taught to negotiate. We're taught not to rock the boat. And so this type of thing will hold them back from asking. They're also scared that their boss is going to say no. So the key thing is to be prepared. I tell them that's part of the process. Just as asking for a raise, you want it, you need it, but it's still kind of nerve-wracking to ask. So in that sense, it's similar, and so you do the same thing. You get prepared, you get professional, you have a plan, and those things tend to build confidence.
We might could add another P to that, and you could pray, right?
Amen. And I have to say, and it took me a while, but after about 5 or 6 years of having the proposal template available for people, I inserted scripture, because the template has not only the proposal to the boss, but I have some scripted replies to the boss's objections, such as, I can't let you do this, then everyone will want to do it, or we don't have a policy, we can't let you do this. So there's strategy involved and what to do if the boss says no. And then I thought, oh, I should have the ultimate success strategy. So that's exactly what I put. I put ultimate success strategy, and then I put Matthew 6:33, quoted, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And then I added, in parentheses, without writing it on, Joshua 1:7-8, and I said, especially for men, and then Proverbs 3:5-6. So that's my way of spreading the word as well.
Oh, that's great, Pat. You know, I have a 25-year-old son, and the day is coming, we're hopeful soon, when my son calls and says, Mom and Dad, we've got your first grandbaby on the way.
Hallelujah.
We can't wait for that call. But they're going to find themselves having to go through a work transition to adjust their budget and those kind of things. But his wife's very capable. She may want to work from home. What do you say to the women? What's your advice to the women who may be finding themselves pregnant, unexpectedly pregnant? Do you reach out and help that group, Pat?
I think if people are looking to trim back, but they say, oh, I can't afford it yet, I think if they're pregnant or they're planning to be pregnant, I know Crown Ministries counsels on this too, prepare now. You know, practice living on less income or on the one income. And I think that's wise counsel, obviously, to set the groundwork for being able to spend time at home, if not stay at home mom altogether, but at least to have a part-time schedule. So yes, those are my key people that I want to reach. I want to tell them that you do have options. Working from home as a telecommuter is not an answer to childcare, but yet if you're arranging childcare and you're not doing the commute, there's less stress, there's more time, and that can help just in terms of the transition.
You know, Pat, the verse that comes to mind when I think about your work and your ministry and the things you've prepared is Proverbs 17:1. It says, better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife.
Amen to that.
And when margin is gone out of the schedule, when you're just eaten up with busyness and demands and pressures, by having good financial management and using and having the courage to use some of these tools you provided where people can get margin, then this will help strengthen their family. And I'm sure you've seen that many times, Pat.
I have, and I've used it in my own life. I started working part-time, as I mentioned, after or before I got married, and I was actually able to start the work options business on the side, and I wanted to address that as an option for women who say, well, I can't quit my job yet, but oh, I wish I could have an at-home business. And starting to go part-time is maybe a good first step. So if a woman was able to restructure their job to a 3-day work week, then they would have time perhaps to start building a business with the long-term goal of having a at-home business and to be with their kids.
Well, that's so exciting. We're talking to Pat Kate Poo of WorkOptions.com. Pat is an expert in flexible work options, and through her services, we're helping to introduce you to some options that may lead you to have more margin and more balance in your life. You know, Pat, one of the things that many people struggle with today with email and Blackberries and mobile phones and even possibly when you get into telecommuting is the idea that we're always on. We're under cultural pressure to be available 24/7. And so even if I began telecommuting, what advice would you have for those people who haven't figured out a way to turn it off, separate work from family, and go and, you know, cook the meal, take time out to play with the kids, and just get away from it, especially when you're building a business at home? How do you advise them?
There's actually a book called Turn It Off, and it actually gives some good advice about setting boundaries. But that is the general advice, is to establish boundaries. And you're actually going to train other people, in a sense, to honor those boundaries. If you respond to an email immediately and it's 7 o'clock on a Saturday night, you're actually training that other person to say, I'm available on weekends. So the first step is to establish boundaries and let other people know about them and to keep them for yourself. I think it helps to have someone keep you accountable in doing these types of steps, because it's very easy to have an unending tether to the electronics.
Hmm. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Our guest today is Pat Kate Poo, founder of WorkOptions.com. We'll be right back.
According to a recent survey, over 70% of all workers in the U.S. don't like their jobs. 70%. If that describes you, we want to help. Introducing Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is a powerful assessment system that measures your spiritual interests and gifts with scientific career guidance technology. Career Direct was developed over a 10-year period, and over 120,000 people have benefited from taking the Career Direct Complete Guidance System, and you can too. It only takes about an hour to complete, and you'll receive the results of your assessment in an easy-to-read, personalized report that can be immediately viewed or printed. Go to crown.org, that's crown.org, and sign up for the Career Direct Complete Guidance System today. Imagine pursuing what you were created to do and getting paid to do it. Let Career Direct help you take the first step toward your new career. You'll be glad you did. Go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. If you're just joining us, our guest today is Pat Kate Poo. She's the founder of WorkOptions.com, and we're talking about flexible work options. By the way, if you missed the first half of the program, you can hear this entire program anytime by going to crown.org.
Pat, are employers fearful that they're not going to get the value that they're looking for when someone is out of sight?
It has to do with a control issue and old ways of management. Any good work arrangement that is set up, that it helps to have a manager who has been trained at some level of managing in a non-traditional way. And that's going to happen as the younger generations move up, because they're practically demanding flexible work. How do I know you're working if you're not here? So that has to do with FaceTime instead of results. So a manager who knows how to manage by results is going to be better at allowing that type of thing. That's why it's so critical to have the proposal detail how the job will get done and how the accountability and the measurement will happen.
Now, is that point in your assessment tool that you look at you determine is your boss results-oriented versus control-oriented?
Not so much in the assessment tool, but there is an article. I have several articles on the website itself, and it said, what's the best time to approach your boss? So there's actually a checklist where you can do some pre-preparing intelligence, like not only about the culture of your employer and the way things are done there, but also how does your boss like to receive ideas? Does he or she like to have the bottom line, or do they like a lot of detail? Do they want to be like, I'm the one who thought of this, and you're just, you know, kind of chiming in with me? So there's a little bit of peering into the nature or the personality of the boss as an assessment.
You know, we know that it's an obvious budget saver for the person who's going to telecommute. They're going to save money on gas, childcare expenses, and all meals, eating out, clothing, all those things they're going to be able to reduce if they get to stay at home. But does it save money for the employer?
Absolutely, especially the telecommuting option. That one, unlike the other three, part-time job sharing, compressed work week, has the best measurable documentation. Sun Microsystems, IBM, they have literally tens of thousands of employees working remotely. They found that working remotely, whether it be at home or at a telecommuting center, results in double-digit productivity increases. And those large employers like Sun Microsystems and IBM, they're saving millions, literally, of dollars in real estate because they don't have to add offices for these folks.
It's obvious you've done your research, and that's the kind of thing. And I know as an employer myself, that's the kind of thing that would be very meaningful to me to evaluate. It's not only, as you say, a good personal move, but it sounds like it's a very compelling argument for the employer.
There's actually a very good report that came out of Work and Families Institute, I believe it was, documenting the business payoffs in many ways, higher job satisfaction, more engagement, even higher returns for the stockholders in companies that address work and family balance. The other thing that employers should keep in mind is that flexible work arrangements are now known to be the number one driver of retention. And any smart employer knows that it costs a lot of money to lose someone and to hire someone new and to train them and get them over the errors. So to keep good employees, it's going to be a competitive advantage to offer flexible work.
Am I at risk of losing my health benefits with this these options?
The key thing to look at in terms of health benefits is if you're choosing a part-time arrangement or a full-time arrangement. So the full-time arrangements, you can still keep all of your hours if you do telecommuting. If you're telecommuting 2 days out of a five-day work week, but it's still full days, then you're still a full-time employee. A compressed work week, which we didn't talk about too much, but that's 40 hours in fewer than 5 days. Many people do 4 10-hour days, or they'll do 9 5-hour days with every other Friday off. So those two are retained at a full-time level. If you are going to go part-time or job sharing, a first step that I do recommend in the Flex Success Proposal Template is to look at the policy. Some people, or some employers rather, say 32 hours is full-time or 35 hours is full-time. Some people will make decisions based on benefits.
Great. So let me just recap for our listeners, Pat, that you have provided a free 3-point assessment tool for determining in advance, are you a good candidate for this, and are you likely to get a yes from your boss? So you pretty much remove most of the risk from the person who's trying to decide whether or not they want to use your service.
Right, and it builds their confidence that, oh, I am a good candidate.
Okay, and then the second step is you've got a free download on how to restructure your job to telecommuting if you're trying to determine can it be done to morph into a work situation that can be done from home. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. And then if I'm happy with those things, then I would download the proposal template, and there is a charge for that, and use your three P's. I would get prepared. I would take a professional approach. I would be persistent in asking. And I would add, I would be prayerful that God would answer that prayer. Is that right?
Yes, it's exactly right. And in fact, I have had people tell me it's been an answer to prayer.
Yes. Well, Pat, it has been a delight to have you. And I am praying that people who are listening today are saying, oh, wow, I didn't know that there was a way to do this. They're going to use your services and be encouraged, and we're going to see God open doors and put margin and balance and reduce stress in people's lives. I'm just so excited to have you on the program today, Pat.
Thank you, Chuck. It's been my dream to reach more and more people because of the very reasons you stated.
Well, thank you very much, and let's stay in touch. Can we have you back on Money Life?
I would love to do that.
Well, thanks, Pat, and God bless you.
Thank you, Chuck.
Well, we'll take a quick break, and then Chuck will return with some final thoughts from today's program. That's coming up when Money Life returns.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Well, welcome back to Money Life. Chuck, as we wrap up these 2 days of broadcasts on creating flexible work solutions, what are some things that we should be aware of before we launch into any kind of serious work change?
Well, Dave, I really like Pat. I really like what she has to say. And some of the testimonies that she gives us about the impact that this has on people's lives are just so rich and meaningful that I'm a very big believer in what she does. But I want to put out the yellow flag for some of our listeners who don't need to take this plunge. Number one, be sure you know why you want to do this. Mm-hmm. Is flexibility really, really that important to you and really that necessary? Because as Pat said, sometimes you're giving up the extra income in order to get the flexibility. So be sure you know that. And also, will you be able to be excellent at working from home? Some people are just way too distracted. They get home and they think, oh, I've got to do the housework, or maybe they just have a tendency to surf on the web or play with the dog or just, you know, take care of the children. If you can't do it, if you're too distracted, then don't jump into this. And then another issue for me, I would think before you do it, be sure that you can draw boundaries. Some people can't turn it off, Dave. They just are always on with Blackberries and mobile phones and internet. They just have a 24/7 mentality.
Right.
And going home makes it worse. It's, for some people, leaving it at the office is a good thing.
Yep.
So if you have that tendency, be sure that you don't jump into this because it sounds better. And then, as always, seek the counsel of your spouse and your family. They'll tell you the truth. They'll let you know if they think this is going to work for you. And then if you think, all right, we got a green light on all of those issues, then take the assessment. Pat's offered a free assessment that will let you know if the probability is good that you're a candidate at work to do this. So take the assessment, and I'd recommend buying her tool. Buying the template that she's already done the homework for you. Make a very good professional presentation. But be sure you've sought godly counsel. Most of us have a friend in our life who will tell us if they think this is a good move before we jump into it. People who are in the Word, people who are willing to speak the truth to us. And then here's another important part, Dave. If as a result of listening to Pat, listening to these past 2 days, you decide God's calling you to flexible work options, let us know. We want to go through the journey with you. We would be so excited to be praying for you, to be cheering you on, to be a part of the progress that you're going to make, and to celebrate with you what God is doing. That's why we're here at Money Life. We want to make these programs so practical that you can measure the difference. And the decisions you make, we will be so excited for you. Let us know how it's going.
Well, thanks, Chuck. That's really good advice. You know, as we wrap up today's program, let me remind you that this program is available online anytime at crown.org. And while you're there, why don't you take a moment to sign up for our free podcast? One of the great things about podcasts is that it's delivered every day right to your computer. You don't have to wait for it or go hunt for it. It's right there waiting for you each day so you can listen in and take us wherever you go. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, I'm Dave Ball. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.